Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. Today we are starting an account of the adventures of two friends from Tue in northern Jutland who immigrated from Denmark together around 1870. Lars Christensen was born in Snedsted Parish in 1841 and Andreas Jensen in Bedsted Parish in 1846. Their original destination was to the copper mines of Upper Michigan, but they remained there only a short time. Instead, they headed out for the prairies, and both took out homestead land about 8 miles from Sioux Falls, in what was then the mostly unsettled Dakota Territory. Together, they made a 16-foot by 14-foot dugout in the ground and covered it with earth, with an 18-foot passage also dug out leading to the house. This dwelling was constructed in August 1872, and two men lived there for the following year before building another house. When that new house was finished, they sent for their fiancés in Denmark. Andreas's betrothed, Anna Margrethe Olsen, was scheduled to arrive at the end of May 1873, but since the nearest railroad station was at Sioux City, Iowa, some 80 miles from where they lived, it was not easy to know the exact time when she would arrive. When Andreas got to Sioux City, Anna had already been there for 4 days, but fortunately she had met a Norwegian family who had invited her to stay with them. Since the pioneers all had to get their merchandise from Sioux City, it would never do for them to drive the 80 miles without bringing a full cartload of provisions back with them. The two men had a large oxen-driven cart, so the trip was slow, taking several days. On this trip, Andreas had to bring flour home with him, so he picked it up before fetching Anna and her belongings. The first question she asked, having no idea of the distance involved, was whether they would be home that day. They had only traveled 6 miles or so from town when an enormous thunderstorm came up. They had to stop at once, unharness the oxen, and cover the cart with everything they could get hold of, even Anna's shawls, to save the flour from being spoiled by the rain. Then they huddled down under the cart, and shortly thereafter the rain began, pouring down in torrents all night. The two were shivering with cold under the cart, but there was nothing they could do but bear it, for there were no dwellings or shelter for miles around. Finally, dawn broke and the rain stopped. Andreas and Anna got into the cart again, but both they and the garments on the cart were equally soaked, and their progress was now twice as slow, since the soil was also saturated. Of course, there were no roads back then, so everyone drove where they found it best. Soon they came to a small stream, and here they got stuck. Andreas then had to unharness the oxen and carry the flour and other provisions up the hill onto the other side to lighten the load. Nevertheless, it was all the oxen could manage to drag the empty cart up the slope. Then the cart had to be loaded again, and this situation happened twice more during that same trip. Toward evening on the last day, as they were approaching Sioux Falls, they caught sight of a large Indian encampment with a great many fires lit. Anna asked if that was the town, and Andreas was afraid to tell her what it really was. They passed so close to the camp that the redskins' dark faces could be seen in the firelight. Anna asked if all Americans looked like that, and Andreas then had to tell her the truth. But Anna didn't demand to be taken back to civilization. The couple was married at Sioux Falls, and Anna moved into the dugout with Andreas. Sometime later, another heavy thunderstorm came up. During that night, Anna said to her husband, "Don't you think it would rain less heavily on me if we moved the bed a little farther out on the floor?" Andreas then put his legs out of the bed to move it, only to find himself standing in water up to his knees. "Now I think we better do something if we don't want to be drowned," he responded. They then took hold of a tub and spent the rest of the night carrying water because it kept running in from the roof and the passageway almost as quickly as they could carry it out. But the two intrepid immigrants survived to see the next day. We'll find out what happens next in a few weeks. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Ha' det godt i dag.